Letting others into your backyard is brave to many folks. When we hear the testimony of someone at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, we may think they are being brave to tell about the things in their lives which were hidden from sight. And many times their rigorous honesty makes others uncomfortable. But in all their tragedy, they have learned that secrets build fences and confession builds bridges. When I've told my testimony, it is surprising the people who come afterwards and tell me what a brave person I am to reveal those things of myself. Oddly, I don't consider it brave. I consider it a testimony of God's grace and redemption. It is glorious, but for them to reveal those sorts of things of themselves is truly terrifying. I want people to see the green shoots of grace growing in my backyard. I want people to see the catastrophes which the Lord has turned into beautiful flowers. I want them to see the cataclysmic calamity of my life, which the Lord has turned into the blooming trees, which smell like God's cologne growing in my backyard. It is one way we give people hope. Everyone has a backyard, and everyone has stuff hidden away. Everyone has a few secrets, and the older you get, the more potential secrets there may be. Until we deal with our hidden things, which cause us such conflict, we can go get deliverance and sozos until the cows come home. But at some point, we're going to have to deal with the things which constrain us, which brought us to needing deliverance in the first place. Merriam-Webster defines a calling as a strong inner impulse toward a particular course of action, especially when accompanied by conviction of divine influence. I believe entering into my calling in Christ is directly connected to how I tend what's not easily seen in my backyard. Learning to participate with God in my own restoration, redemption, calling, and salvation is not something which happens overnight. The Lord desires we participate with Him in what He's doing. One wonderful point Henry Blackaby makes in his Bible study, Experiencing God, is that we should ask the Lord to show us where He's working and then join Him there. What is behind our house, where we really live in our heart, is far more what defines us than the facade we pose for others to see. For me, and millions of others, how we see ourselves for reals is somehow reflected in how we see the Lord. Question: why do we have such a hard time letting God be good to us is not an easy question to answer. Not because the answers are hard to find, but because it requires a rigorous honesty most seem unwilling to practice. We want very much to come into our calling, but what if our calling starts with us resolving our internal conflicts, or at least walk in that direction? What if it starts with us embracing our shadows and learning to let people into our lives enough where we can not only laugh with joyful hearts together, but weep with broken hearts together? To begin cleaning up our backyard, let your mouth tell the story of your bruised conscience, the loss of love for righteous things, and how your flesh is given power over your spirit. Open your mouth and let it out. Let us move in the direction of restoration by unshackling ourselves from our shame and disappointment. Open your mouth and tell it. Do you want to know more clearly what your calling is? The more we clean up our hidden things, the more obvious the green shoots of grace will be, and the more obvious the green shoots of grace and flowers of mercy are in us, the more clarity we will have day by day. The vision of where we're going will become more apparent. James 5:16. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with.